Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us tonight with the Our Power with Apostle Wee. We will be with you shortly. Hey everyone, thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. Just as a reminder, if you would like to sow a seed into the life of the apostle, you can do so several ways. You can give me a call. My number is 302-401-8574, or you can send it through mail, 2144 Kimball Circle. Kimball is spelled K-I-M-B as in boy, A-L-L, and that's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. 23455. I will give my phone number out again at the end of the broadcast, and that way you can text me if you need the address or if you want to do the transactions over the phone. Okay, we're going to bring in Apostle Wade. Apostle Wade, your microphone is now live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. I hope that you are having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord and that all is well with everyone. Family, friends, ministries, jobs, what have you. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, and certainly we thank God for your time. We also would like to give honor to Pastor Patricia Benjamin, the great pastor of Glory United Ministries, the people that support her and that have supported her faithfully down through the years. Celebrate another anniversary coming up soon, and then, of course, to Dr. Gregory Scott. We just thank God for them all and for this ministry that is released weekly from their ministry and from what we do that will reach people around the world. And so certainly we are grateful to that. Also to Sister Rhonda, we are thankful for her time and all that she does for the ministry. Well, we're not going to be long on tonight. I have a lot of things going on, but I just want to share a thought, and I promise you I'll probably be done in like the next 10 minutes. But I want to share this thought with you that the Lord had begun to speak to me about as he began to make some order and some correction in my life about some things. And so I went to Richmond, and so as I was going, the Lord had just beginning to deal with me about a lot of stuff. And so he said to me, he said, don't let a misunderstanding make a decision for you. And I am saying that to somebody, whoever, if it's just one person on the call, amen, I am saying to you, don't let a misunderstanding make a decision for you. So often we misunderstand things, and I know that there are a lot of us that can give testimony to that of misunderstanding things. And so we'll begin to function and operate on the misunderstanding without getting clarity of things. And we create whole scenarios. Ray Stedman is his name. He has a little book that he wrote on misunderstanding, and he references 2 Corinthians a lot. He used the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and he's dealing with the great Apostle Paul. And then one of the things that Apostle Paul says, he says, I hope you will understand fully as you have understood in part. And that's what we often, sometimes that will get us in trouble when we have part of the information, part of the situation that's going on, and then we don't go further to get it, if that's what we need to do, especially if this misunderstanding is yielding a negative result. And so, and I have found myself in that position over a misunderstanding, and I was just pushing somebody and putting this person out of my life. And I thought I was satisfied with that decision to make that until the Lord said, no, that's not the decision I want for this relationship. And so the Lord said to me, you need to fix this because this relationship still has some time together. This relationship still has things that it must accomplish together. And so, and I'm like, oh, Lord, really? I thought I was done with that. You know, I'd made my decision, but the Lord said, no, I want you to move forward in fixing what you have allowed to fall apart. Now, notice I said what I have allowed to fall apart, because when we misunderstand stuff, we allow the thing to fall apart. Because when you deal with the misunderstanding, you create all kinds of storylines and scenarios in your head. You add details that's not there. People will bring you information, and they don't bring the correct information, and we begin to function from that. And as a result, this misunderstanding has caused us to make a decision. And you should never make a decision when you are not clear about why you're making the decision. You think you're clear, you know, second hand, third hand, fourth hand information is never good. What we think we almost kind of sort of heard is never good. And so, you know, I want us to begin to think about that in our life. Is there a misunderstanding somewhere in your life and you have allowed that thing to make a decision for you? You know, when you read in 2 Corinthians in the beginning, especially starting at verse 1, the Apostle Paul, he at that time had not mentioned what the problem was. But his whole thought is that there must be clarity. There must be clarity. You know, whenever we misunderstand, there's a misunderstanding about something or someone misjudges you, the first thing you have to ask yourself as a Christian is there anything about this that God condemns? Am I making a decision to close a door on somebody in my life? Am I making a decision that is not the will of God? That's what I did. You know, somebody that I love, you know, somebody I trust, somebody I needed, but hey, I was willing to make the decision. And so you got to begin to ask yourself, is there anything about this that God condemns? And most likely, if there's a misunderstanding, then God will condemn your attitude about it, because false information has caused you to make a decision about a person. And so I really want you to think about it. You also need to ask yourself, does my conscience bother me about this thing? Whether in part, you know, all the time, does my conscience, am I bothered by this in any way? Glory to God. And if you do, the first thing you need to do is confess to yourself and acknowledge that if I'm feeling bad about it, that means I can't totally be sure about it. That means that something else, there's still some piece that's missing. It's like putting together a puzzle. You can see the puzzle in whole outside the box. You open the box up and the puzzle is in pieces. You put all of the puzzle together and there's still an opening. That means there's something missing. It's not quite whole. You know, I understood I was going to have me a whole puzzle when I opened this box, but I found out there was a missing piece. So what do I have to do? I have to go back to the source. What is the source? The source is the store that you got it from. You take it back to that place and say something is missing. I need all, I need the whole thing in order for this to be complete. And that's what the Lord's saying to us, that, you know, we've got to be complete, confident. There can be no disorder, discouragement, no mix-up about why you're making the decision to do what you need to do, you know, whatever it is, and not just even as it relates to people and people in your life, but don't let a misunderstanding cause you to leave a job, you know, to leave a ministry, you know. Don't let a misunderstanding cause you to start something. I don't know if you know, if you go back and if you read the history, I found it so interesting, which it is with a lot of religions as well, though. But when you go back and you read the history of the Jehovah's Witnesses and how they got started, the primary reasoning, the reason they got started was because of misunderstanding. And people could not get it together. And so out of the misunderstanding, an entire movement was birthed. And so I want you to think about that, that we cannot allow misunderstandings to cause us to make decisions that have a permanent attached to it. And I attached the permanent to what I was feeling, what I was going through, and what I was thinking. And when I finally did what it was that the Lord had began to tell me to do, you know, and this weekend for me has been interesting in so many ways, because there are a lot of things that the Lord wanted me to put back together. There are a lot of things the Lord wanted me to see. There are a lot of things that the Lord wanted me to say. There are a lot of things the Lord wanted me to deal with. And so this weekend as a whole has been interesting for me. But when I began to obey God and realize that I was operating off of a misunderstanding, and I took the necessary steps to bring about correction and order in my life, I had to correct me, and then I went to the source. Didn't go skip around, you know, to Johnny, Jimmy, and Jane. Didn't do that. Went straight to the source and said, let's talk about this, because this is somebody I love. And when I began to talk, I realized that the source was just as confused as I was. But I allowed myself to become emotional. And because I became emotional, I end up making a decision based off of a misunderstanding. And so, and I really thank God that I was able to correct that and to bring order into our relationship, because it was not one when I thought about it that I really wanted to close the door on. And so, and I'm hoping, and I believe that I'm sharing that for somebody else. Amen. Somebody else. Ray Stedman says, be clear. Make sure you're clear. That's what he said the Apostle Paul wanted. He wanted clarity. You know, in this book, he talks about how some people, they adapt attitudes, you know, and they'll say stuff like, well, I'm just going to forget it and hope the whole thing will disappear. But the trouble with that is that it usually does not disappear. Misunderstandings can lie hidden in the heart. You may think you have dismissed it or forgotten it, but actually it is just festering away, smothering like fire that refuses to go out. Sometimes unexpectedly, it'll burst into flames. You are angry at somebody. You hardly realize why, but it's because something has been left unsettled. That's what happens when you allow a misunderstanding to cause you to make a decision. Glory to God. He says this. He says, everywhere in the word of God, we are taught that as Christians, we must not let things lie unsettled. If we are upset about something or we feel someone is upset at us, then we have to do something about it. That is what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there, remember that your brother has something against you, you leave your gift there before the altar and go first. Be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. That's in Matthew, the 5th chapter, 23 through 24. Clear relationships are tremendously important, and I want to stress that. Clear, C-L-E-A-R, clear. No misunderstanding. Clear relationships are tremendously important. When they are neglected, strife, schisms, division, hurt, and pain in a church, certainly in a church, these are the results. And he says that Paul explains that that is the kind of trouble we don't need. We do not need. And so I really want us to just survey your life. That's what the Lord challenged me to do, to survey my life, to see what's going on, and to deal with what I knew. And I made the decision, nope, I'm done, I'm cutting that off, not dealing with that, I'm moving this way, blah, blah, blah. And then to hear the heart of the person that I misunderstood because I did not go directly to the source or because I didn't sit down and have a conversation. Listen, clear communication is extremely valuable. You must communicate. There cannot be, I think, I thought, you know, or I know it's going to be. Clearly communicate. That's what we all have to do so that we are all on an even playing field. We understand what's going on, you know, and that we're not misjudging people. We clearly talk to one another. And so I thank God that we were able to have a clear conversation and that we were able to work things out so that God could be pleased with both of us. Now, even when I was talking to this individual and they were saying, well, I felt that there was something going on, but I felt that if she really had a problem with me, then certainly she would come to me. And they also said that I felt that the Lord wanted me to say something, but I said, Lord, no, if she had a problem, then she would come. So we had misunderstandings on both sides of the fence, and then God speaking. But because when misunderstandings come and we hold it in an emotional place, we often block out the voice of God. And sometimes God has to get us like he had to get me while I was focused on ministry, wanted to be a blessing. Lord, let me be a blessing to these people. And I was hearing, download this information. And in the midst of him downloading information into my life from something else that I was going to do, he ended up downloading. That kind of slipped on in there. I'm like, where is this coming from? That kind of slipped on in. Why? Because I was open at that point. I was open to hear the things of God. I was ready to hear the thing of God. And he just downloaded the information, and I could do nothing but receive it because I had prepped myself to be open to hear God, to minister to people. Guess what? I had a misunderstanding with a person, and so God was dealing with it all. And really, that's all I wanted to share on tonight is that sentence that the Lord said to me. Don't let a misunderstanding cause you to make a decision. I'm really done. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I probably was longer than 10 minutes, but I'm really done. You can press 1 if you have a comment, question, concern, a prayer request, whatever it is. Sister Rhonda will bring you in. I will tell you that on next week, we're going to have a pre-recorded broadcast. I desire there is a message, if I can find of Pastor Benjamin's, that I will be playing, and I'm asking you to join and listen in on that message. I am going to be on the West Coast. I may end up on there for 2 weeks. I'm not sure. There's a possible other door that's opening. But if I am, then certainly I will be communicating, let you know what is going on. If you have question, comments, or concern or prayer requests, Sister Rhonda, you can bring anyone in if you have them.
I do not have any wounds as of now.
Amen. Amen. So I want you to continue to pray for Pastor Benjamin. Like I said, she has her anniversary services that are coming up the end of October, and I will make sure I will be texting everybody about her services that she has coming up. Continue to pray for her and all that she has her hands in and all that she needs to do. We thank God for healing Dr. Gregory Scott. What a blessing, what a blessing. Continue to pray for Rhonda. I hope she doesn't mind me sharing her praise report, how the Lord opened the door for her, and she went in for a position. And, you know, sometimes God gives us a thing that we don't want. But, you know, I believe that God tests our gratitude. And I think that with her, that's what it was, that God is literally testing her gratitude. She's been teaching for over 10 years, and she didn't really want to do that. And so then she applied for a position, and they told her they were going to give her a part-time position, and then they called her and offered her a full-time teaching position. And I just know that that is nothing but God. And I just told her, you know, this is a setup for something greater. So we thank God, continue to pray for her that all of her needs are met, amen, and that she will just go higher and higher, and God will give her the desires of her heart. So I am grateful to her for whatever she starts. We are grateful to God for all that he's going to do for her. Pray for my family and all of their needs, and certainly lift me up in prayer. Rhonda, check the board one last time, and if you have no one, then we will close.
Okay. No, ma'am, I do not have anyone.
Amen. Well, I want to say, may the Lord God bless you real good. I send a word of grace, peace, and healing unto you. Make sure that you are not allowing misunderstandings to make decisions for you. Be clear as to why you make a decision. Know the will of God for your life. Ask yourself, is God pleased with the decision I'm making, whether it involves people or decisions about your own life? Don't make sudden moves. If God didn't move, tell you to move suddenly, that you move because of emotions, and that's what I did. Don't make my mistake. Amen. God has greater for us, and I don't know about you, but I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Well, pray for me. I leave town on Friday. Like I said, I'll be on the West Coast for a minute, and we'll see what the Lord says. Continue to pray that the Lord opens new doors, and new doors for me in and on this ministry journey. Amen. God bless you. I love you. May heaven smile upon you, Sister Rhonda. It's in your hands.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight. Again, I'll leave you with my phone number, 302-401-8574. Call me or text me, and whatever you may need to do. I want to thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with the Apostle Wade. Have a good night.
Good night. Love you. Bye-bye.